Yesterday we explained this quality of the Buddha, namely the Buddha is tamed and he teaches the Dharma for the sake of taming oneself. In Bali, Santo Sobhava Samadhaya Dhammanti Seti. Buddha himself has tamed himself, so he is himself a practiced to be at peace, that's free from all criticisms, after extinguishing all defilements such as craving, aversion and delusion, and also overcome all formations, causes of forming or becoming into existence, known as patisankaras. So that though there may arise these objects which may arouse craving, aversion and delusion, he is not agitated by these unwholesome roots. Because he is free from agitation, he is set at peace. Because one is not agitated, one is at peace. Not agitated by these defilements. And Buddha has this kind of quality. Now as for the yogis, as they are practicing meditation, Satipatthana Bhavana, they are gaining part-time peace, the Dhyana Santi, during the practice, cultivating inside knowledge. They are not agitated by creating a version of delusion in the course of a practice while they are cultivating inside knowledge, they are at peace. And they build up this peace, momentary peace, to gain momentum in order to achieve the full-time real peace, achanda, santi, going beyond the arising and passing away of psychophysical phenomena. From process to non-process, process of mind-body, that is, all these physical and mental objects arising and passing away, one goes beyond that, that is, going from bhavata to non-bhavata, from process to non-process, process of mind-body to non-process of mind and body. Going beyond the dissolution of these objects, they become, they gain peace, such as Achanta Santi, full-time real peace. When they become, when they gain the first path, that is, when they become Sarapana, they gain peace, full-time peace in their own right, and so are with those who have gained the second path, the third path, and in the fourth and final path, they extinguish all kinds of kilesas, defilements, so that they gain full-time peace, achanda, santi. So we are practicing in order to gain achanda, santi, by building up this part-time peace, the ranga, santi. When one becomes fulfilled with the practice to satisfaction, then one becomes, one gains peace, one becomes at peace, being free from agitation by these defilements. Then such a person is known as Santa. He or she is free from agitation by defilements, he or she is at peace. Buddha himself has gained this peace, he is at peace. And after he has gained peace, does he neglect others, leave them as they are? Not so. He preached the sublime Dharma so that they will also gain peace, they will be at peace with compassionate feeling, such as given by this expression, samathaya, to make them become at peace or to be at peace. And His purpose of teaching the Dhamma is not to make followers or to gather a following, large following, under Vasika. But he preached the Dhamma with sincere motive, Dhamma for the Dhamma's sake, so that beings will be free from these defilements. Those who are not free from defilements, so that those who are not free from defilements will become free from this agitation and be at peace. If one is not free from defilements, one is bound to endure suffering. So he preached the Dhamma with compassionate feeling, Mahakaruna, great compassion. So Buddha himself is at peace, and he made others to be at peace, so that they will not be tormented or tortured or undermined by these defilements, and they will not be shaken or agitated by these defilements, so they gain peace. Not to make followers, he had a sincere purpose. He preached the Dhamma with compassionate feeling, Mahakaruna. So we can imagine, we can understand this both from the theoretical and practical aspects, and there is much to talk about. So Buddha possesses this quality, which is simple, which is quite simple and clear. This is the kind of quality which a Buddha should possess. So he gives the Dhamma, he preaches the teachings with Karuna, and this is the kind of exposition that he gives. That is the method of gaining peace. So just try to verify with your own practice. When you are practicing, you are gaining temporary or part-time peace in the course of the practice, not being agitated by these defilements, such as tadangasandhi, leading to the final or the real peace, achantasandhi. Only just undertake the practice. At this point, we just come to the conclusion of this topic. Today, in accordance with the sequence, we come to another quality of the Buddha, namely, Buddha has crossed over and he teaches the Dhamma for the sake of crossing over. In Pali, Teino Svabhagava Taranaya Dhammantisiti. Today we shall explain this both from the theoretical and practical aspects. When we say this expression, Teino Svabhagava, first of all, to explain this Teina, one is said to go over, or has gone over, or has crossed over. In a sense, one goes from this shore, this side of the shore, to the other shore. From this side to the other shore. Now, what has he or she gone over? He or she has gone over the four floods of God. One has gone over or crossed over the four floods. Four kinds of floods. In a sense, one has gone over or crossed over the mind-body process, the process of rising and passing away of the psychophysical phenomena. To explain that, we say these four floods. The first one is kamoga or kamaoga, the flood of sensuousness. Sensuality. The second flood is avoga, the flood of existence or becoming. The third one is deityoga, the flood of views, wrong views in this case. And the fourth one is avidyoga or avidyaroga, the flat of ignorance. Now, as to the first one, namely kamoga, the flat of senselessness, one is liable to be attracted by these desirable sights, sounds, touch, smell, taste, and so on, when one comes into contact with these desirable objects, if one has not crossed over this flood of sensuousness. One may become attached, or after being attached, one may cling to it, so that one may not wish to let go of it. Such is a kind of flood known as the flood of sensuousness, kamamoga or kamoga. This kind of flood is very spacious, very wide, because as much as you indulge in these sensual pleasures, you will be drowned by these senses attachment. So there's no limit to it. No limit, there's no limit to sensual desires. Even if you go into ordinary water or river or stream, and if you don't know how to swim, you may drown in it. Now in this case, it is a very vast ocean, vast flood, which is kamoga or kamoga. You can drown in this flood of sense desires. That is for those who are attached or easily attached to these sense objects, so that you will not be able to move about. Instead, you will drown in it. This is the first kind of flood, known as flood of sensuousness or kamoga. Now Buddha, as the Buddha, is crossed over with the practice of Satipatthana Bhavana. At the moment of the practice of Satipatthana, one is able to cross to some extent later. Even in the course of the practice, even if one is confronted with the desirable object, if your practice is continuous, you will not be overcome by these sense desires, because you are cultivating insight knowledge. And these sense desires or desirable objects have no chance of arising in your stream of consciousness. In this way, you are said to be overcoming this senselessness. Now the practice, now the yogis are practicing. If the noting process is satisfactory, even if there may be some desirable objects, because their noting mind is continuous, they are cultivating insight knowledge, such as the arising and passing of these objects, the impermanent characteristics, knowing the impermanent characteristics, and also knowing the unsatisfactory nature of these objects, knowing the non-self nature of these objects, that they are not Atta, they are not self or soul, you will not cling to these objects. You will not hold the wrong views. As for the Buddha, he's more than an ordinary person. First, in the beginning, he practiced Satipatthana Bhavana, and he cultivated his universal characteristics, knowledge of the universal characteristics of mind-body objects, and on a part-time basis, he was able to cross over his kamoga, flood of sensuousness, and when he gains Ariya Magga, the path consciousness, first of all, the first path, namely Sarabhadi Magga, he will be free from sudden objects, desirable objects, and defilements in his own right. And when one reaches the stage of anagami, that is realizing the third supramundane path, there will be no more sensuousness, no more sense desires in you. You will not be overcome by these sense objects. at the stage of this anagami, the realizer of the third path. They are said to have crossed over the flood of senselessness, karma, roga, or karmoga. In the case of Buddha also, he has crossed over at the sense stage of this anagami, so that he is not overcome by this flood of senselessness. So, with the practice of Satipatthana Bhavana, cultivating inside knowledge, when one reaches to realize the third path consciousness, one will also come to possess this kind of quality. Now the second flood is avoga, bhava avoga, the flood of existence, of becoming. Now one tends to cling to one's own existence. In a sense, when one has practiced this mundane absorption, logya jhana, when one gains this practice, one may become attached to one's own absorption, jhana. Such also is bhava, bhava or bhavatana, attachment to one's existence. Those who hold a kind of view known as eternity view, known as Sasada Deity, may hold the view that there is such a thing as Atta in beings, and although the body may break up and dies, this self or soul called Atta will not perish. It will live on in another body, so that they consider that this goes on forever. And there are some people who, on the other hand, those who hold the view of materiality, they may hold another view, known as annihilation view, that everything is cut off when the body breaks up and dies. Now, those who hold the view of eternity may consider that there is such a thing as self or soul in the body, and this atta, self or soul, lives on when the body breaks up and dies. When one gains jhana, absorptions, one may become attached to this jhana. And such an attachment is known as bhavatana. It is also a kind of avoga, a flood of existence. One can only overcome this kind of existence, flood of existence, when one realizes the final path of consciousness, that is Arahata Magga. Those who practice mundane absorptions, logya jhanas, they can live with this kind of jhanic happiness, jhanic sukha, for many eons, a very, very long time. And they are attached to this because they want to live long, long time. And such kind of persons are said to be overcome by this bhavatana or bhavoga, bhavaoga. They are said to be overcome, they are said to be overcome by this flood of existence, a flood of becoming. This flood of existence is very spacious and it is very difficult to cross. Those who want to enjoy this, enjoy life, long life, they practice this logya jhana, mundane jhana. With the practice of samatha, tranquility meditation, which in essence is concentration, samadhi, concentrating the mind, so that at the moment of concentration, they are not affected by, or they are not shaken or agitated by these defilements, such as craving, aversion. They are said to be tranquilized. Hence this practice is known as tranquility practice. Like when you freeze something, it is frozen, according to the science of cryogenic, so that this will not this will not melt, or this will not rot, if it's something to rot, it will not rot or be destroyed for a long time, because it is frozen by bringing the temperature down below zero. And this kind of jhanic practice is like freezing oneself, so that one lives for a very long time.
Okay.
This is cryogenic, and this is also a bhavardhana, attachment to existence. They think that one may think that they can live for a long time, a very, very long time. And this happens in those who hold the view of eternity view, known as Sasada Deity. So those who practice or gain this Lokiya Jhana will be very much attached to one's becoming, one's existence, and they are said to be overcome by this flood of existence, Bhava Jhana, or Bhava Bhoga. They cannot cross over this kind of flood. Those who practice this mundane absorption, Lokiya Jhanas, they can live with this kind of jhanic happiness, jhanic sukha, for many eons, a very, very long time. And they are attached to this, because they want to live for a long, long time. And such kind of persons are said to be overcome by this bhavardhana, bhavoga. They are said to be overcome. They are said to be overcome by this flood of existence, a flood of becoming. This flood of existence is very spacious, and it is very difficult to cross. Those who want to enjoy this, enjoy life, long life, they practice this Lokiya Jhana, mundane jhana, with the practice of samatha, tranquility meditation, which in essence is concentration, samadhi, concentrating the mind, so that at the moment of concentration, they are not affected by, or they are not shaken or agitated by these defilements, such as craving, aversion. They are said to be tranquilized. Hence this practice is known as tranquility practice. Like when you freeze something, it is frozen according to the science of cryogenic, so that this will not melt, or this will not rot. If it's something to rot, it will not rot or be destroyed for a long time, because it is frozen by bringing the temperature down below zero. And this kind of jhanic practice is like freezing oneself, so that one lives for a very long time.
Okay.
This is cryogenic, and this is also a bhavardhana, attachment to existence. They think that one may think that they can live for a long time, a very, very long time. And this happens in those who hold the view of eternity view, known as Sasada Deity. So those who practice or gain this Lokiya Jhana will be very much attached to one's becoming, one's existence, and they are said to be overcome by this flood of existence, bhavardhana, or bhava bhoga. They cannot cross over this kind of flood. During the Buddha's time, there lived one Brahma, belonging to the material, fine material world, and very powerful, known as Parga Brahma. He esteemed himself very much, and at one time, the Buddha went to him And he said, "Oh, welcome, Gautama Buddha. My life is very good. I'm permanent. There's no suffering. It's a good life." That's what he said. And then the Buddha said that nothing is permanent. Everything is impermanent. And that he got frightened. And after he got frightened, he practiced vipassana. He was able to walk this path of insight. So this is how he esteemed himself, because he was able to live with Lokiya jhana, mundane jhanas. And when he practiced insight, he was able to see the truth. Nowadays also, a lot of people practice samatha, tranquility meditation, mundane jhana, to gain mundane jhanas, so that they will gain certain supernormal powers, which is a novelty for them, a lot of them. So for them, if they indulge in such things, then they will not be able to overcome these defilements. And while they are striving to gain Lokiya jhana, they are already drowning in this bhavoga, the flood of existence, or the flood of attachment to existence, bhavadana. And one can imagine how much will they suffer from kilesas, from defilements, if they gain this Lokiya jhana. So they will be drowning in this flood of existence. So this bhavadana or bhavaoga is something in which, if one drowns, it's going to cause a lot of suffering, and it is something to be careful. Now also, yogis are practicing Satipatthana Bhavana. In the course of the practice, when they come to this stage known as Puriyabhyayana, instantaneous rising and passing away of objects, Bhavadana may arise in the stream of consciousness. That has to be taken care of. Because at this stage of inside knowledge, Puriyabhyayana, one can experience illuminations, rapture, happiness, piti sukha, which is very similar to experiences of Lokiya jhana, mundane absorptions. They may become delighted in it, and they may become attached to this because they are so delightful. So at this point, this bhavadana or bhavaoga, floods can arise, they may get drowned in it. And when they progress along the path beyond this inside knowledge to higher inside knowledge, also they may feel this feeling of tranquility, so serene and calm, that so much so that they are not affected by these lustful or hateful objects, even if you try to arouse your mind with these lustful objects and so on. You will not be overcome with this craving or aversion, and you will become delighted in this calmness, calm feeling, so much so that you may mistake this experience as experiencing the ultimate peace of Nibbana. Even at the stage of Puriyabhyayana, instantaneous rising and passing away, experiencing these illuminations and unusual objects, you may think that is it Nibbana? Or am I experiencing Nibbana? Which is wrong thing. This is so. In this way, when you feel calmness, happiness of calmness at this stage, they are very similar to the experience of Lokiya jhana, and at this stage This is Vipassana Jhana. Vipassana Jhana can also be like Logya Jhana at this stage if you are attached to these delightful objects. And they will be like Bhavat, then such kind of floods will be like the Bhavat. The flood of existence. You may be drowning and sinking into this, and for which you need to be very careful. As for the Buddha, he has crossed over this flood of existence or attachment to existence with the realization of the Arahata Magga. Hence, he is called Tena. So such flood is known as Tetoga or Tetioga, the flood of views, a kind of view. This kind of view is called Adda Deti, the view of individuality or personality. This is a false view of individuality. Taking the person being the existence of person being individual, man, woman, and so on, in respect of the realities of mind and body, which can be experienced directly. And this is known as jiva, the kind of self which might be taken is known as jiva adda, individual self or soul. And one will become attached to this self or soul, a view of personality, such as known as adda deity. Because one is holding the existence of person being individual in respect of mind and the realities of mind and body, namarupa paramattas, it is also called sakaya deity. The first one is view of adda, view of self. This one is view of individuality, sakaya deity. So long as one holds this jiva adda, view of self, or sakaya deity, view of individuality, one is bound to drown or get sunk in this spacious, limitless flood, because it goes on forever. So, as Putitanas, ordinary beings, so long as we remain as ordinary beings, Putitanas, we will not be able to cross this flood known as Tetoga, Tetioga, view, the flood of views. As for the Buddha, he has crossed with the practice is Tetoga, Tetioga, the view of views. Hence, his name as Tena. When the yogis who are practicing Satipatthana Bhavana have purified their mind and be free from these hindrances to progress, nivaranas, as they are cultivating mindfulness and deepening concentration, they are able to differentiate between their noting mind and the noted object. But this kind of differentiation of discernment is not from imagination or conceptualization. It is known through one's own experience, one's own practice. It is object which is noted is one thing, and the noting mind is another. In this way, one is seeing the truth, so that there will be no such thing as self or soul in it. What exists, what really exists, are mind and body, that is, noting mind and noted objects. For instance, when you are sitting down, at the moment, at that very moment, it is the intention to sit from standing position, and as a result of this intention to sit, there arises this continuous sitting process. The body is sinking down slowly. In this way, you are seeing the intention, which is mentality, which is the mind, mental phenomena, and the sitting process, which is the physical phenomena. In this way, you are clear that there is no such thing as individual self or soul. In this way, by being able to differentiate between mind and body, the noting mind and the noting object, you are said to be overcoming this detoga, the flood of views on a part-time basis, but you will overcome this altogether when you realize the fast path consciousness that is thought of by Omega. Now those who have not practiced Satipatthana Bhavana, or even who have practiced Satipatthana, they are not aware of this mind and body, or not being able to differentiate between loving mind and loving object. So long as they have not realized the fast path consciousness, they will not be able to cross over this flood, or cross over this view of Adha Deity or Sakha Deity, view of self or view of individuality. Because so long as they are ordinary beings, that they have not become noble or noble ones, as put it in us, they are bound to hold such kind of views. So as a result of this view, they may be led to hold other views as well. There are altogether 62 views, wrong views. And of course, here it is not the time or occasion to explain all these things. For instance, some may hold this view of eternity view, as the self or soul lives on, and so on, as we have explained. Others may hold the view of annihilation, Uccitā Deity, that when the body breaks up and dies, there is no more self or soul, everything comes to an end. So we have just covered three floods today out of four floods. That's all for today.